CRTV.
Cameroon has long been considered a haven of peace, for which reason refugees fleeing from armed conflicts and other crises in their different countries run to for succor. This makes welcoming and managing refugees a significant aspect of our country's humanitarian efforts, given its proximity to several conflict zones in Central and West Africa. Cameroon hosts refugees primarily from the Central African Republic and Nigeria, where the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeastern part has occasioned the displacement of many Nigerians to the far north region of Cameroon. It is just like the ongoing civil conflict in the Central African Republic has equally driven thousands of nationals from that country into Cameroon, mostly in the East region. And so the far north, the east, and the Adamawa regions close to countries in conflict are the primary zones where refugee settlements are located in Cameroon, providing shelter, security, and basic services as food, water, health care, and education. These refugee camps and settlements located in zones close to the borders apart, there also exist so-called informal settlements where refugees are sometimes given accommodations in urban areas when official camps are not available. The government of Cameroon makes efforts to provide shelter and basic services to the refugees, this in cooperation with international organizations. Also, non-governmental organizations committed to humanitarian activities provide health care, education, water, sanitation, and food security to the refugees. Assistance to refugees is coordinated by the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, which also ensures that international standards are met. Managing refugees, of course, has its own challenges, the first being that of ensuring security. The refugee camps, especially those closer to the conflict zones, sometimes face security threats from armed groups. This is a case of the Minawao camp in the far north region, threatened occasionally by Boko Haram insurgents, giving the Cameroonian military involved in providing protection to the refugees a hard time. Secondly, the large influx of refugees coming from neighboring countries has stretched Cameroon's resources, making it difficult to provide adequate shelter, food, education, and medical services. There are also challenges in integration and social cohesion, as the refugees often live in camps for extended periods of time. This at times creates tensions between them and the host communities over resources, employment, and social services. Moreover, many refugee children find it hard having access to education due to limited school facilities, overcrowding, and want of teachers, especially in remote areas, not to mention economic opportunities for the refugees, which are limited, leaving many of them to survive in a cycle of dependency on humanitarian assistance. In a bid to respond and find solutions to these hurdles, the government of Cameroon has set in motion ways to integrate refugees into local communities where they are settled for longer periods. Some are allowed to work and engage in income-generating activities. Conclusively, Cameroon's refugee management is an ongoing process. While the country provides significant protection to refugees as a signatory to international refugee conventions, it requires more international cooperation and resources to ensure their safety, dignity, and long-term integration into society.